The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Cactus and I were out visiting, talking about the madness in the world, the insanity here in America, and we don't have any solutions. I mean, we're not sitting in positions of power, but we each have our own. We have our places where we do exercise or exert some type of authority. She more than me, but so regime change. We hear this term, we hear the talk, but we really need to think it through. Regime change. The nations of the world, you know, bringing about regime change in America. Oh, I'm sorry. America bringing about regime change in other nations. Iraq, it's been a great plan by the United States government to put our U.S. embassy there. That embassy is a military compound in Iraq. It's a command center for the Middle East. This place is massive, and you're not going to get in. You're not going to. There have been attacks in the surrounding area, but they were futile. The United States and its embassy in Iraq, the military operations center for the Middle East. We don't look at things that way. It's just an embassy. Our diplomats go there. No. No, no, no. It is a military facility, high tech. Then you have an attempt to change regime change in Iran, regime change in Afghanistan. We were successful in Libya. We oust who we don't like. We oust anyone who will attempt to take their nations away out of the American petrodollar system. Syria, Venezuela, and the regime change operation right now, the biggest attempt for regime change in America's history was not Iraq, not Iran, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, Venezuela, the other nations. No. The regime change presently is Russia. We, American military intelligence agencies, Pentagon advisors, they know that to bring in this new world order seamlessly, they have to bring about regime change in Russia. Militarily, it's going to be difficult. But they're attempting to do it politically, attempting to do it diplomatically, attempting to bring about regime change and the campaign of propaganda against Russia in this country is extremely powerful. And Canada, the Five Eyes nations, but it's not working in China, not working in the other nations of the world. The regime change, they must destroy Russia from within, and it's not working. But this is the attempt with Ukraine. This is the purpose of what's happening in Ukraine. Regime change. Now, the American continuity of government for America, all of the... there was an article. I'll begin this way. There was an article, and it was Covert Action magazine, and this is on the January the 2nd. The United States spreads misery across the globe, imposing sanctions on a third of humanity. The sanctions were directed at Russia, and they have been unsuccessful. This was not, this was an operation. The purpose behind the sanctions, according to the article, in a 2019 report that was issued by the RAND Corporation, one of the main corporations in the military-industrial complex. The leading Pentagon think tank had an article, Overextending and Unbalancing Russia. Overextending means that you get Russia in a conflict and America, NATO, European nations, other nations will just supply Ukraine with vast amounts of money, weapons, and eventually they will break Russia just through the economically through the war machine, that and they'll overextend themselves. Then secondly, unbalancing Russia. Two strategic thoughts, practical thoughts for destroying Russia. We'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone, riders on the storm,
There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play.
Take a long holiday. Let your children play. You know, Jim Morrison was in the occult, and these songs that he wrote are not just, and the others that were with him, these were written from experience, a lot of them. Not just they had a thought one day and put together some music and lyrics. No, it's deeper than that. We are the world, we are the individuals who are writing and trying to ride out this storm. And America has two strategies for destroying Russia, and neither is working. Overextending Russia economically by forcing her to spend her budget for military, soldiers, everything. Secondly, by unbalancing Russia. How do you unbalance Russia? Well, trying to unbalance Russia from within to get the people to turn against their president. It's not working because the Russian people are brilliant. They know the consequences if Ukraine should win this war. It's not Ukraine that's fighting Russia. It is Ukraine is just the battleground. That's all Ukraine is. It's just the field of battle. Ukraine will get nothing. And like I'd read yesterday, and like I had mentioned to you yesterday, that this is a war that Ukraine and NATO, United States, European nations, other nations, mercenaries, no matter what you throw into that meat grinder, they're not going to be successful against Russia. And the military leaders of this country, they know it. Anthony Blinken now, he's starting to backtrack. Because he knows it's going to be endless, and they're not going to accomplish. Who's they? The globalists. They're not going to accomplish their objectives by continuing in this conflict. They know it. They have no. They know right now they made a big mistake. They didn't. They forgot that the Russian people are a Christian people now. A God-fearing people. It's a God-fearing nation. They forgot about that. And so what they're doing is because the people of Russia are praying for their president, praying for their leaders, praying for their children that are going to war, praying for their economy, God is answering their prayers. Here in the West, in America, because we have become so godless, and God-hating, and Christ-hating, that do you expect God to bless a nation that has turned away from God, who has one time was a light on a hill? There was a golden cup, according to Revelation chapter 17, in our hand. We were a sign, we were a lighthouse to the nations because of our religious freedoms and because of what this nation was religiously, with all of the seven churches of God on one land in mass. I forget the number of Catholics in America, Lutherans, Presbyterians, Protestants, Anglicans, the Baptists, the Fundamentalists, the Pentecostals, the Jewish people that believe in their Messiah. Great blessing on this country. But now, because the leaders of this country have decided to worship the devil from the halls of Congress, well, what do you expect? Now, the article is about sanctions. America's sanctions on Russia. Very, very successful to a degree, but not against Russia. The sanctions are harming the other nations of the world. And where do you think the these individuals in this country, where do they think they got the understanding and the knowledge of sanctions? We have to go back to Moses. You have to go back to the Bible. You have to go back to the book of Exodus, and even before that. But Exodus mainly. In there, God made it clear to his people, the Jewish people, that were chosen by God. They don't like it, many of them. But he told them, if you obey me, then you will be, and he gives a list of the blessings they would have. You will not have hunger, you will not have famine, you will not have wars, you will tame the beasts of the area, you will rule over the kingdom of nature, you will rule nature. That is a great blessing, to rule nature, not nature rule you. Right now, with all these storms coming into this country, nature is ruling us. These storms are not accidental. Nature is the hardest, is the greatest weapon against mankind, period. Nature. You have to harness the beasts of the field. You have to harness. You have a hornet's nest on the side of your home. You better deal with it. You better take care of it, or it's going to rule you. Your kids go out to play, they're going to come in with a welt that's going to affect them for 2 or 3 days. Sanctions. And what Moses said, if you obey me, you will have positive sanctions. You'll dwell in your land. You'll be blessed. Your children will grow. They will be healthy psychologically. You'll be blessed in every way. But if you don't follow me, and if you begin to worship idols, you begin to fall into sins, immorality, then there will be negative sanctions upon you. Are there negative sanctions upon many of the people of this nation? Because they have not only turned their back on God, but now they have clenched a fist and are and are openly cursing him. Pardon me. Well, sanctions. Then you have another form of sanction, which is very, very extreme. Financial sanctions. And America has learned how to sanction countries financially to basically cut off empty the bank account. When the bank account of these nations is empty, they can't do anything. And this has been one of the strategies of these families for the last 200, 300, 400, 500 years, is to control money. And you control money, you can sanction anybody. I heard an article, I had heard, not an article, I heard a program, 20 years ago, plus. In this country, if you want to, let's say, move people out of a certain area into the cities, what you do is you tell the bankers, if they want to buy homes out in the country, interest rates are going to go up to 7, 8, 10%. Now, if they want to buy a home in the city, well, the interest rates maybe will be 5%. Or what they will do is they'll cut off money to industries, to manufacturing companies. It's hard for them to manufacture out in the away from the cities, and it forces them to come in closer to the cities just by raising the interest rate on loans. Very sophisticated. This is an old Rockefeller trick, a Rockefeller plan. The Rockefeller family, they have a system economically that is not being used by the United States government. The United States government has a alternate way in its budget. But the Rockefeller family, they all have a system that they use that is much more effective than the system of our government. the Federal Reserve or the, And I have some friends that, a friend that found the archives for the economics for all the Rockefeller employees. It's the system that they use, different from that of the United States and other nations. Fractional banking. I think Albert Einstein stated, he said he did not understand fractional banking. It was too deep. It was too hard to understand, too hard to figure out. Well, they know how to use fractional banking, and now with the computer and the systems that we have, every single second, a fraction of your hard-earned income is slipping away, going down a thin, small wire to some place where you're being robbed. That's what they do. What they do. Sanctions. So in the Bible and God, with God's people, even the Christian people today, this is the way that God gets his, the attention of his people. You obey me, you will have positive sanctions. You will be well economically. You will be fed. You will sleep well. You will be blessed in every way. Your health will be, you'll have good health. And on and on and on. And when you need help, God will be accessible. You need miracles, God will provide the miracles needed. If your living is right, if you're living righteously, if you're living in a holy manner, if you're living, you know, if you are, you're following the great commandment, loving God, honoring Him, fearing Him, and then taking care of those around you that God directs you to. You can't take care of everybody. You can't take care of every homeless person on the street. Don't attempt it. You're going to drown with them. You assist as God gives you direction. You assist and help those that God puts in your path, and if He instructs you to help them. Sanctions. So now, sanctions on Russia. And it is not working. Why? Because you can't put sanctions on a nation whose people fear God. You can't out-sanction these type of people because God is with them. And God is truly with the Orthodox people in Russia. They're just getting ready now to enjoy their Orthodox holidays. The 7th of January is their Orthodox Christmas. They celebrate Christmas on the 7th of December of January. My wife, her family, they're Serbian, and they celebrate Serbian Christmas. Up in the western Wyoming, there's a great, there is a established Orthodox church up there, because there are a lot of Orthodox people in that area. Came from Minnesota, Michigan. They celebrate Serbian Christmas and or Russian Orthodox holidays, or Ukraine Orthodox churches. They're going to have a ceasefire. Kirill, the patriarch of Russia, has just asked that all these nations will stop fighting for one day. Russia has agreed to have its troops stop encountering or engaging for one day. You think Ukraine and Zelensky will do that? The devil worshiper that he is? I doubt it. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
This is Kevin LaRusso from Common Nonsense, sponsored by Mac Equipment. If you want to hear more of me, you can listen to me every morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, only on 1360 KHNC, The Roar of the Rockies.
It's beginning to look a lot.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. You're wondering what to get that special someone for Christmas, and they're a prepper. Wonder no longer. 1360KHNC.com has you covered. Just click on the Patriot Supply button and find that perfect gift for that special someone today.
With plenty of survival products, from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button, only on 1360KHNC.com.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world, from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Folks, Larry Elder here. What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market? A portfolio where you'll know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your monthly income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Just contact my friends at YRefi. You can visit them, I have, and take it from me, the great Durski. They're trustworthy, honest, due diligence approved, and you can earn a fixed rate of return of up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 855-316-3087. Click on investyrefi.com or call 855-316-3087. You'll be glad you did.
Riley here from Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We would like to invite you down to our small town store for all your holiday shopping. We have new and used saddles, horse tack, clothing, accessories, and more. We also offer gift certificates. We're located at 1003 Ash Street in Gilcrest, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. You can call us at 303-772-7821 or visit us online at saddleupcolorado.net.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
I'm just giving you some insight into how God sanctions his people, and God will also sanction and bring sanctions upon mankind as a whole. Now, one of the ways, a mystery of God, is how God will use ungodly people to punish ungodly people. Now, that's a thought. How God will use the children of the devil to punish the people in a nation that displease God. And what kind of tools will God allow the ungodly rulers to? Its judgments of man upon man. Well, he'll give mankind, like Nazi Germany. Germany will even chastise the, remember what happened? The homosexuals and the lesbians of Germany. God used Adolf Hitler to punish those people, to punish the occult religions, to punish the Christians, to punish everybody. God will use man, allow man to punish man. The thought also is in the Old Testament, where when Israel was disobedient to God, God would allow other nations to come and carry the children of Israel away into captivity. So there are ways of God that are mysterious. And sanctions, there are sanctions that America has put on Russia. But right now, there are also sanctions from God upon America. These catastrophes via hurricanes, tornadoes, drought, heavy rains, all these catastrophes that we see, God is actually allowing the wicked people that rule this country and bring misery to the whole world to punish the American people. Now, one of the blue cities, it's a blue Christmas, Serbian Christmas for the people in California, in the blue city of Sacramento or of San Francisco in that area, they're getting hammered with this bomb cyclone, heavy rain weather pattern. And I was just reading that heavy snows here in Colorado, heavy snows in California, massive, heavy up around Lake Tahoe, the heaviest ever, at least within the last, since the 50s. Don't think that these wet weather warfare weapons that are aimed at the red states, don't think that God will force the children of the devil that operate these systems, that control these systems, don't think that God will not instruct them to punish their own people. Now, you know, I was talking yesterday on Brian's show. I'd read an article or heard an article. One of the secret plans of the government is to allow outages, blackouts, power outages. And during those times of darkness, whether it be 2 days or a week, there will be the government personnel or who knows what kind of personnel that will go through these areas where there's no power, and they will, certain individuals will just disappear. And I don't mean 5 or 10, talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And they'll disappear other individuals too, like during this flooding scenario happening in San Francisco. All of the homeless people in San Francisco, I don't know, let's say you take 1,000 homeless. When this is all done, how many homeless are you going to have in San Francisco? Are they going to round up some of these individuals? Are these individuals just going to disappear? And then the news will say that they moved on down to San Jose, or they moved up to, you know, wherever. Or actually, was it a mop-up, clean-up, disappearing program for certain individuals that were homeless, as well as other key individuals that might not be in the good graces of this government? You don't think this is possible? I'm just presenting it to you. You don't have to believe it, but something I want you to think about. So sanctions, negative sanctions on America, don't have to be just on the red states. And what if this was not even a, let's say that this wasn't a weather warfare program. Let's say that the powers that be wanted to keep this depression, whatever it was out there in the Pacific, away from Sacramento or San Francisco, and it's affecting Sacramento too. What if they wanted to try to move it, and they triggered it and made it worse? Remember, Jesus Christ, after all is said and done, he controlled the weather. He made it clear to the Jewish rabbis and to the people of his time that as God, he could control the weather. So, yeah, mankind has learned how to control weather too. But ultimately, God will have the final say as to what's going to happen. And he doesn't need weather warfare weapons. He doesn't need the HAARP program. He doesn't need NEXRAD. He doesn't need these type of this equipment. He's God. And he can shut these systems down instantly if he desires to do that. But he does let man. He gives man the right to do their evil. But once in a while, he'll interfere with their plans. Like he interfered with the plans of the globalists, starting with Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr., and Obama. Every one of these individuals had the same thing in common. They were globalists. They were moving the globalist agendas forward, starting with Jimmy Carter, through the Rockefeller family, through the Trilateral Commission. But with Donald Trump, you know, he interfered with that plan. He slowed it down. He wanted to stop it. You know, like when you have a tub full of water and you pull the plug on the drain, or you open the mechanism so that it starts to drain, and it always turns, the water turns a certain way. Well, you can interfere with that for a little bit. Get your hand in there and it'll stop that momentum. But eventually it returns to that same pattern. It has happened. They've returned to the same pattern. We'll be back. Evil.
The P.E. Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
It's electrifying!
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate. 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, are you ready for the next level in your haircut? If you live up here in Northern Colorado, visit us in Loveland at 4th and Garfield. You can always have a walk-in, but we highly recommend an appointment. Give us a call at 970-617-2158. Or if you live a little south, we have a shop for you in Meade, Colorado on Highway 66 and I-25, just behind the Tractor Supply. Give us a ring at 720-745-0783, and we can get you set up with a convenient appointment. We look forward to seeing you at either shop and taking care of the family. And as always, live sharp.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. He was. his blood run.
Okay, the matter of sanctions. Now, going on to this article that I began with, back in the 90s, Yeltsin privatized Russia's economy and enabled Western corporate penetration of Russia while acquiescing to the North Atlantic Treaty Organization here in this article. And I have talked about this before. It was the Clintons that basically the objective was to take the wealthy, these very wealthy individuals in Russia and sell Russia to the highest bidder. And they did it. And at the end, and the promise by Clinton was that they would not expand NATO toward Russia. Well, by the end of the by the time of the end of Clinton's term, he had changed his mind, and they were beginning to bring in more NATO nations closer and closer to the Russian border. And eventually Yeltsin realized that he'd been betrayed. The wealthy of Russia, the powerful individuals of Russia, had pretty much destroyed, sold Russia. Industry, gas, oil, mineral rights, coal, you name it. And in fact, I'd heard that Hillary, she was working out a deal with Russia to take over their transportation systems of Russia. Can you believe that? Taking over Russia's RTD, the Rapid Transit. Oh, my gosh. Well, here in Denver, Rapid Transit. But that's how wicked these people were. Take over everything. Take over transportation of the people. Because everybody in Russia, they move on buses, rail, whatever. Now, the article goes on to say that these sanctions, they caused hardship for Russians. And Putin's government had been effective in counteracting them by adopting important substitution policies. This is where Vladimir Putin was so brilliant. And God was with him. He really was. And subsidizing domestic Russian industry in order to reduce Russia's dependence on exports. Accelerating measures to forge a Eurasian Union, resulting in expanded trade networks between Russia and its neighbors. Thirdly, forging stronger trade ties with China, which has expanded by 50% since 2014. In 7 years, expanded by 50%. An additional 36% in just 2021, and an additional 28% in 2022. Other countries that are dependent on trade with Russia have adapted to the sanctions by opening new forms of currency exchange to carry out trade. This is what is hurting empire more than anything. If empire cannot sanction these people into obedience, then empire has no power. You can bomb all day long. People are resilient. But you cut off the money, and people will, and I believe they're using a strategy that is in the book of Genesis, where Joseph became the next in line to Pharaoh, and during the years of famine, the Egyptian people, they sold everything they had, their savings, they sold their cattle, their livestock, they sold their farms. Eventually, they sold everything, and became basically owned by the government, by Egypt. This is what they're planning. They use these devil worshipers. They take the stories in the Bible, and they don't look at them as stories. They look at these stories and they learn the principles that were applied to control people, or how God would sanction his own children until they would cry out and return to him. Well, these people will use sanctions to have the people of the land cry out to the government, please save us, help us, we need you, we can't make it without you. We need you, we'll bow the knee, we'll sell our children, we'll sell our lands, we'll sell our souls. But feed us, house us, protect us, give us shelter, give us warmth, whatever you want. This is what their strategy is, to get you this empire is so powerful, and the people of this nation are not seeing what's happening. They don't see, understand what is being done right before their eyes. And then Klaus Schwab, he stated it better than I can. He said, you're going to love your servitude. You're going to have nothing. You're going to own nothing. You can't think on your own. Everything that you do, we'll watch. You will agree to putting cameras and microphones in your home. You'll agree to everything we want, but we'll provide you with electricity. We'll make sure that you have carbon credits so that you can at least ride a bicycle 2 blocks away from where you live, and we'll let you return without harassing you. We've moved into a totalitarian techno control system.
KHNC is proud to carry My Kind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have.
So the nations that are being sanctioned by America, most of these nations are now part of the multipolar world system and the unipolar world system. Greenland, Canada, all of America, pretty much Mexico, most of and all of South America, other than Venezuela, central to the most part, Central Africa. Well, I'm sorry, the unipolar world, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, parts of central to the western side of Africa, Israel, you have India, some of the Turkey, some of these areas there, south of Russia, Mongolia, Finland, Sweden, not Finland, Sweden, Norway, Finland, I think, is being sanctioned, Ireland, Great Britain, most of the European nations, Italy. These nations are unipolar, controlled in one way or another by empire. The other nations that are going to be in an alternate economic system would be all of Russia, China, most of the Asian nations, Pakistan, Afghanistan, the western part of Africa up high, and the central part to the east, Libya, Ethiopia. These nations are not part of the unipolar system. These are the multipolar world countries that are being forced to work together, and they will. They know the consequences if they don't work together. They know the consequences of the unipolar world hegemony. And that control system of the unipolar world hegemony, I have to talk about this all the time, is going to be the Antichrist digital network of financial control. This is the unipolar world. And till a few years ago, you didn't have a thought of unipolar, multipolar. And I just casually stumbled upon it, and I started thinking about it, and as I considered it, Cactus and I would think, wow. Wow, this unipolar world is unbelievable. It's unbelievable because it's so powerful. Schwab, all these individuals, they have really thought this out. The Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the World Banks, the Federal Bank of this nation. The Federal Bank is not the most powerful bank. It's just part of a system. It's not the... There is the global network, all of them working together. That's what makes them individually so powerful, because they're... It's like they're one football team, 250-pound players against the little junior high team of, you know, 100-pound young kids that are trying to make it. This is the power of the unipolar world. It is mighty. This is why America, we can call it empire. In the next hour, we've got Brian with a guest, the lady who has studied the BAT plan for CSU. We'll be right back. I'm sorry, Brian will be here shortly.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.